Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we start a little story series from the Does This Happen to You blog about the more bizarre ways to survive an original musical role. And here is A Detour Down the Yellow Brick Road. I received an email in late July from a local director looking to cast a musical. He liked my smile from my headshot on Stage 32, a new networking site for those in film, theater, and voiceover. Would I like to audition for an original version of The Wizard of Oz? Intrigued, I said sure. He was looking for Aunt Em and Locusta, the Good Witch of the North. You see, this musical is based on the original books and the 1902 Broadway musical, not the MGM or Wicked version. I read Aunt Em not like the Aunt Em in the movie, no screeching Dorothy's name and sounding old and haggard. He liked it. I kind of thought of Glinda while I read for Locusta. He recorded the audition as I sang a couple musical numbers. I still managed to remember a few bars, too, like Sondheim. I went home and thought about how I would have killed for a role like this 10 years ago, and the chance falls into my lap without my doing anything in particular now. I concentrate on voiceover and film because theater is a huge black hole for time. Once you're sucked in, you only come out the other end after the run is finished. A week later, the director asks if I can come by and sing for the composer. He loves my voice but wants to put it through its paces. I say sure. This is unusual, as most musical theater directors and producers do not like my voice. It's too operatic, I don't belt, and my low voice is weak, to name just a few things. The problem has always been I'm a high soprano, like really high, and I like it. In the world of musical theater, I'm supposed to look like an ingenue to be a soprano. Pretty shimmering voice goes with very pretty face. If you're a character like me with a funny face, you have a loud, low voice. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. I am still wondering how I'm going to fit the musical and everything else in my life for these next couple months. I drive 30 minutes from my callback audition for the composer only to discover he's not available due to an emergency. The director arrives 15 minutes later, but he doesn't play the piano. There is no one to put me through my paces. Instead, the director goes over the dialogue and shows me some of the music. I explain I'm going out of town and won't be available for a week, and we part ways. The director writes me an email a few days later offering me the roles. I say yes and wonder how I'm going to keep my voiceover business, my blog, and my podcast going during the rehearsal process. I must be suicidal. The director contacts me in early August to schedule a meeting with the musical director to put me through my paces with the music. When I arrive, I discover the musical director has car trouble and cannot join us. The director and I go over the Aunt Em dialogue. He hands me the music and says, "Look it over." I sit down at the piano and plunk out the notes along with the key chords. We continue to look over the music, some of it handwritten. I can't even read what half the notes are, so that's a bust. Then he hands me Recit, which is sung dialogue, for those who have never been to an opera. But it's just the words, no music. The director says, "Just try it. Make something up." Wow, I have not done musical improv in years. It's the double jeopardy of improv. Make up whatever notes sound appropriate and stay in the vicinity of the key you're going to eventually. He likes it, and he asks me to do it again so he can play it for the arranger. He says maybe I can change it up from show to show. Holy crap, double jeopardy every show? Rehearsals start this week. Oh boy, the adventure begins in earnest. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we continue with A Detour Down the Yellow Brick Road.